of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
So let's start here with what I want to say. First of all, going back to some definitions I gave you a while back on the word think. Remember in Proverbs 23:7, a portion of that verse of scripture says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And the word think, and you may have this definition already, it means, the word is she'ar, and it means to split or to open. It means to act as a gatekeeper. Now let's understand that our thoughts, how we think, acts as a gatekeeper. You know, gates keep things out or keep things in. So the word thinketh, she'ar, to act as a gatekeeper. Another part of that definition is, in ancient times, it was the place of controlled access to a walled city. A place of controlled access. In other words, if we bring that into our modern day, you know, activity and practice, sir, I have control over what comes into my mind. What occupies my mind, what if you don't, something's wrong. I mean, something's really wrong, and you need some deliverance. Because number one, the Lord said, the saints of God have not received the spirit of fear, but power, love, and what?
Sound.
What kind of mind?
Sound.
You know, when something's sound, let me say it this way, it ain't broke. It ain't leaking everywhere. You know, everything ain't got access to it, it's sound. It ain't squeaking. It ain't, you know, got a whole lot of static and it's sound. So there are certain things we have control over. And that's why we can't allow pride. You know, because pride will have you thinking a certain way. Pride will have you where you won't allow people to correct you or instruct you, or you won't, you know, pride. It'll have us on a pathway where, you know, we're going to eventually fall. A haughty spirit goes before fall, pride before destruction. Okay, so let's understand that. I don't mean the pride that we take in caring for ourselves or doing a job well. I'm talking about pride that is with a rebel type of spirit. Somewhere we all have to submit somewhere to someone, whether it be the job, you know, you got to submit to that officer. He pull you over, you ain't going to be arguing with him. You better submit. Or he going to submit you. Am I right, officer? Hey, they are trained to submit you. You know, so everywhere we go, there are laws. And when we learn to operate in them, free from pride and arrogance, free from contention and strife, we are operating with controlled access. It takes a discipline, but you can walk this walk. If you walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. You know, you find yourself not being offended so easily. I'm telling you, I've heard things before, you know, while really practicing, you know, confession and of course prayer and all of that, but that at one time would have really offended me, but it was like water off a duck's back. It didn't my whole perspective changed on that, and instead of getting offended, I started praying for a person. You start praying for them. You love them with the love of the Lord, wherein one day you want to punch them out. But why? Because you have controlled access. You ain't letting anything get up in your mind, in your head. Amen? Okay, so understanding that, and I'm just laying foundation bricks here. Ideas are captured thoughts. Where are you getting your ideas? Who's influencing your train of thought? That's why the scriptures admonish us to take heed what you hear. Take heed what you hear, what you listen to. Kind of dangerous sometimes to be like a horse. They eat the hay and spit out the sticks. Sometimes you eating the hay and you're getting a stick caught in your throat. Take heed. If you listen to things that are troubling and fearful too much, that vibration or that thing is going to get on you, and you won't have the peace that God has promised you that is yours. You won't have it because you've allowed access. Amen. So we need controlled access. That's the place of controlled access. All right. So ideas are captured thoughts. Now, let's go through this progression. Tonight I want to connect some dots from the very thought realm where everything starts, everything begins. Our feelings, our emotions are a result, a fruit of how we think. They start with thoughts. You know, when you discipline your mind, you can determine how you're going to feel. Your body will obey. When you start talking to the subconscious, the subconscious is not fighting you over that. Because the program you got in your subconscious is sickness and disease and infirmity and lack and all that. And you're trying to get it right in your mind and can't get it right. That's the conflict there. But when you start to align everything, I'm telling you, it changes our body. It changes our mind, our will, our emotions, our feelings. Everything starts to align. How many know that's a promise from the Word of God? He's not out just to get us to heaven at any cost. You know, beat down, busted, disgusted, you know, just hanging in there till Jesus comes. No, as we said last time, God gave us an executive order. It's spoken into your spirit, man. It's in your DNA. That's why you are who you are and why you behave sometime under circumstances the way you do. Remember that lion? A lion, I don't care, you get him cornered, you get him outnumbered, he ain't running. He gonna back off. He's mad. He's looking. He's daring anybody to get too close. He gonna back off and he's mad. But he's not running, you know, and you got that lion in you. Amen. That lion of Judah. Amen. Now, first, we capture the idea, the rhema, the word. That's why it's imperative. It's important to let the word of God go through your eye gate, your ear gate. What are you listening to? As children of God, that's our responsibility and our duty. Man cannot live by bread alone. But by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God shall man live. Okay? Now, ideas are captured thoughts. James says it this way, be not a forgetful hearer. If you are, you're like a person that took a quick look in the mirror and you go out and by midday you forget what you look like. Oh, I forgot I had on blue today. You understand what I mean? It says, be not a forgetful hearer. Now, it doesn't mean, you know, that someone that doesn't memorize the word real well is of lesser impact or effect. It doesn't mean that. But it means to be cognizant, to be mindful of God's presence all the time. You know, you may have read something and, you know, you soaked it in your devotion time, then you go, and by midday, it's not on your mind, but it's in your spirit, man. You're walking with him. You're you know what I mean? You're walking in him. That's real important, because ideas have to be or let me say it this way, thoughts are captured. No, ideas are thoughts that are captured. Okay? Now, ideas have to be planted. Just like there are frequencies in that I forget the number of thoughts that we have per day, but it's a bunch of them. It's a bunch. Whether you got a PhD or not, there's a bunch of thoughts, frequencies, that pass through our mind every day. Ideas are captured thoughts. You capture it. Now, the next step, if we want to see manifestation, we have to cultivate. You capture it. Now, the next step, you know how to see manifestation has four stomachs, and they use the term chewing the cud. Is that the term, right? A cow will chew and chew and chew and chew. That thing is passing through all those stomachs, but it'll chew and chew and chew till ain't nothing left to chew. It just chews. Sometimes we, especially when you know that God is speaking to you on a subject or something caught, you caught it, don't just be a forgetful hearer now. You felt good. Hallelujah. You said amen. Now you leave out full of the Holy Ghost. Then by Monday or Tuesday, what was that? No, write it. Let's be students.
Amen.
Write that word down. Amen. Get it to where you not only remember it, but hide it in your heart. Because that idea has to be cultivated. You know, a garden has to be cultivated. You don't just throw a bunch of seed out and leave it. The worms will get it. The bugs will get it. The crows will get it. That's why you put scarecrows and stuff out in big cornfields. It's getting birds off because they're coming for it. You know, you just throw it out there. You don't cultivate it. You have to water it, irrigate it, see about it, make sure it gets enough light. When you get that, when you capture that idea, that thought, now begin to cultivate it. You know, this message that we had Sunday on the executive order, some of y'all should still be marinating in that. Hello? Matter of fact, all of us should. Subdue. A lot of people don't understand that we are here to subdue. God said that before anything, everything he created was good. But yet he told the man to subdue, to tread upon, to subjugate, to beat down, to take back, to imprison, all that. So ever before he created us, because everything else was perfect. The garden, everything was perfect. Here's the man there with a DNA to subdue. In a perfect environment. So whatever challenge you come up against, know already that God put in you the authority, the mindset, the heart, the ability to subdue it.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us.